The state's top economist is predicting Washington will bring in $2.2 billion more than expected through 2023. Senator Linda Wilson says it's additional evidence that tax increases are unwarranted.
We don't need new taxes. You got to remember that this is without a fully open economy. And, you know, it also brings up, why are we passing a capital gains income tax when we don't need the money and it's unconstitutional?
She says it's time to cut taxes.
Three other states right here in our own vicinity are giving history making rebates. You know, in our budget, we had $250,000 exemption for property tax relief. And, you know, the other thing was we tried to lower the B&O or actually eliminate the B&O tax rate for manufacturing.
Democrats rejected those Republican proposals in the past, but Wilson says they should consider them now. I'm Tracy Ellis.